Northwest Monday. This is Billy Gilman.
Second plane slams into the South Tower. 9:43, an aircraft crashes on a helicopter landing pad and hits the Pentagon.
Some kids have it, some kids don't. Some of us are wondering why. Mom won't watch the news at night. There's too much stuff that's making her cry.
There's no official information on the extent of casualties at the Pentagon. In New York City, a high toll is feared. Both towers of the World Trade Center collapsed after each was hit by a hijacked airliner.
Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us.
Casualty lists already staggering. More than 250 people dead on the four hijacked airliners alone. Some 200 firefighters may be dead.
First, when we thought it was an accident, when we heard there was a second one, we definitely thought it was terrorism.
So, Twin Towers 4. Nightmares. Armageddon right here.
You know, she said to me that she thought she was a widow.
This was the worst act of terrorism on U.S. soil, but not the first attack on the World Trade Center. 8 years ago, terrorists set off bombs in the basement in an effort to take down the two towers. They failed. Today, mission accomplished.
Spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
Maybe, perhaps now, a slight glimmer of hope that I can offer you. I just heard a report from a volunteer here at St. Vincent's Hospital that two paramedics came here to clean themselves off because according to this volunteer, may have found seven people alive in the rubble.
As a nation, we can recover, but we will never return to the time before 9/11/2001.
Good night, and God bless America.
Have now been declared.
We have to come together as a nation.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. Make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.